I'm just going to speak a little bit briefly. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Today is the appearance day of Lord Nrisimha. Lord Nrisimha Dev. This morning we spoke from 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, for those who may have been present. And we talked a little bit about how the Lord protects His devotees, how the Lord protects the words of His devotees, how the Lord protects His devotees from being vanquished. But in this prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, in the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's offering his prayers to Lord Nrisimha Dev. And he's also praying protection, but in a different way. The Lord protects in many ways. So we read about this type of protection of the Lord, especially in the form of Nrisimha Dev. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namas Tejas Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajra Naka Vajra Dangstra Karma Shayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Avayam Avayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Kshom. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimha Dev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruit of activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39, Sanat Kumar speaks the following words to Maharaj Prithu. Yat Pada Pankaja Palasha Vilasa Bhaktya Kamashayam Gratitam Udgratayanti Santaha Tadva Narikta Matayo Yatayo Viruta Srota Ganastam Aranam Bhajavasudevam. Devotees always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet can very easily become free from hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to its fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti, devotional service, as follows: Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Kamadinavatam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilnam Bhakti Uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimha Dev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion of bed. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus, Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Narsingadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Narsingadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Translation of the verse again. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narsingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails, teeth, just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Om Agyanati Madandasya Gananjana Silakaya Chuksho Unminitam Jinatazmai Shri Guravei Namaha Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Mangayate Garim Akripata Mahambande Shri Guravei Nitaranam Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasaya Gudale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nichi Namane Namaste Sariswati Deva Guravani Pacharani Nivishesha Sanyavari Vastu Chate Satanami. So, Lord Narsingadev possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. As Prahlad Maharaj is explaining this verse. Very powerful, thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is a very powerful weapon. It's used for battle sometimes by the demigods. Lord Indra uses his thunderbolt. He used his thunderbolt to kill the demon Vritrasura. Such a powerful weapon. So, Lord Narsingadev, of course, he used his fingernails as a weapon, although it was not a weapon, in a sense, because Hiranyakashipu requested the benediction from Lord Brahma that he not be killed by any weapon. So the Lord used his fingernails as if they were a weapon in order to destroy Hiranyakashipu. So here Prahlad Maharaj is asking the Lord to use his nails and teeth in a different way. Someone asked this morning, why did Lord Narsingadev rip out the entrails of Hiranyakashipu? Kind of a matter of fact, actually. I think one time, like a little story I'll tell you in this connection, that I was in a court case in America, and our temple was brought to court for abducting a young girl, indoctrinating her into Krishna consciousness, and she later filed a court case and complained that her life had been destroyed. Anyways, the case was thrown out of court. It was later declared by the Massachusetts State Supreme Court to be like a heresy trial. And they wouldn't allow this kind of a court case to take place in any of their state courts, so they threw it out. But before it got to the state Supreme Court, we went through a lot of it was like a circus in one sense. I was brought in as a witness and to give testimony about the practices in the temple in the examination of the prosecuting attorney. He brought out this picture of Lord Narsingadev. Here we are sitting in a court, and this is the Suffolk Superior Court in Boston. And it was a trial by jury. 10 people were sitting. They selected, handpicked, of housewives and very simple American people. None of them exposed whatsoever to Krishna culture or anything. So what does this prosecuting attorney do? He pulls out this picture of Lord Nrisimhadev and says, "Tell me, Mr. Swami, who is this?" So I said, "That is Lord Nrisimhadev." I was told, you know, I have to keep my cool, you know, that our defense attorney, who happened to be a devotee, his name was Balavanta Das, was the defense attorney, and he was going to cross-examine me. And of course, he would clarify all these things in cross-examination. So, but nonetheless, it was quite a circus, as I said. That this prosecuting attorney, he pulls out the picture of Lord Nrisimhadev. He says, "Who is he?" I says, "This is Lord Nrisimhadev." And who is he, Mr. Swami? "He's an incarnation of the Supreme Lord." "Oh, yes. And what is this around his neck?" "Those are intestines." "And how did they get there?" Lord Nrisimhadev ripped them out. They had to go through the whole story, you know, one by one. You know, and the people are watching them in the jury. As he went very graphically, he went depicting the whole, everything, just asking the questions in such a way to put me on the spot. And then the next question was, "And who is this?" He was pointing to Prahlad. I said, "That's Prahlad Maharaj." "And what is his relationship to this person?" "It's his son." "Why is he smiling?" This all went up. The defense attorney, he tried to stop it all, and they actually had what they call a sidebar. They brought the lawyers, went over, they talked to the judge, and the judge said, no, let him ask his questions. So one by one, they went through all the questions, and then after he finished his examination, then he says to the judge, he says, "Your Honor, I would like to enter this picture as evidence to this court. May I please pass it now to the jury so they can examine it?" And then, one by one, the jury was this picture of these. So of course, it's a little startling. What are these entrails? What is distance doing around the neck? But of course, in Lord Nrisimhadev, this picture was depicted by Srimati Jadarani, who painted the picture. And it was, oh, another question he asked is this picture on your altar? Yes, it's on an altar. So it was quite a gory picture, so you can imagine the intestines are there. So anyways, one devotee asked the question, "Why did the Lord garland his intestines?" And I was explaining, so he wanted to show that actually he was dead. Finished guilt. So, anyways, this is the nature of our, deep within our hearts, of course, we also possess this, as Prahlad Maharaj is describing here, these demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world, with very deeply embedded within the core of our hearts. And Prahlad Maharaj was requesting, "Please use the same weapon that you used to rip out these entrails of Hiranyakashipu. Please use the same weapon to also to rip out something from within my heart." He wasn't asking, of course, for his intestines to be ripped out, but he was asking something that he considered to be more subtle and to be more difficult. The very deep-rooted desires, fruitive desires, Actually, in the verse Bhukti Mukti Spriha Yavat Pisachi Hidi Vartate, Bhukti Mukti Spriha Yavat is one verse that describes the desires, with the material desire for enjoying the material world, and the desire for liberation from material bondage. They are compared to be like two witches, which haunt one like a ghost. As long as these witches are within the heart, it's not possible to taste or to relish the transcendental bliss or the transcendental pleasure. As long as these two witches are within the heart, one not can enjoy the transcendental bliss of devotional service to Krishna. So the Bhagavatam describes that these two desires for bhukti and mukti, very deep-rooted desires, bhukti, the desires for fruitive activities, mukti, the desire for liberation. He said the pisachi, they're just like a person haunted by a ghost, right? A person is haunted by a ghost. He has no control of his activities, right? He's possessed, right? Possessed, just like Arjuna asked Krishna, what is it that forces a person to ask, to act as if he's possessed, right? Against his will. How is it? What is this? A person, we don't want to do it, but somehow we're compelled to do something, almost as if we're possessed. Krishna says, Kama Isha, Kode Isha, Rajaguna Samudra. He says it's lust only, Arjuna. Which is born out of contact in the modes of passion, later transformed into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this material world. What is the root cause of these sinful desires? Prahlad Maharaj is therefore also explaining here in this verse. He says, please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance. It is this ignorance, avidya, ignorance, which is the root cause of these deep-rooted fruitive desires within the heart. Ignorance is described with vidya. This ignorance is described by Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes the different types of ignorance. One is avidya, which means to accept that which is temporary to be permanent. That's one form of avidya. To accept that which is not the self to be the self. To accept that which is impure to be pure. And to accept that which is full of misery to be full of pleasure. So he describes that this is avidya, ignorance. So another type of ignorance is called asmita. Asmita means it's false ego. False ego means to think in terms of I and mine. Janasya mahoyam ahamameti, as Bhagavatam states. Ahamameti, we think it is I, it is my, right? Everything belongs to me. I am the enjoyer. This is another type of ignorance, asmita. To accept direct perception of as reality and to think in terms of I and mine. He says another form of ignorance is called raga. Raga means attachment. What is this attachment? This attachment means to be attached to happiness. We want to enjoy happiness in this world. We're attached to avoiding distress. This is raga. It's like Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers, Lord Nrisingadev. He says, every person, every materialist in the material world, he's trying to enjoy happiness and trying to avoid the distress, and therefore he's acting accordingly. He said, actually, however, one can be happy as long as he doesn't endeavor for happiness. Because as soon as he endeavors for happiness, immediately his conditions for distress begin. There's Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. He says, everyone in the material world, they have this fruit of desire. They want to be happy. They're attached to happiness. And they want to avoid distress. They're attached. Anything that's a cause of distress, they're attached to avoiding it. And therefore, they're acting accordingly. And therefore, what is the fourth type of ignorance? It's called dvesha. Dvesha means hatred. What do we have hatred towards? hatred towards distress, and anything that apparently causes distress. It is called Vesha. And the last is called Abhinivesha. This Abhinivesha means to instinctively cling to the idea that enjoyment means with this body, and the fear that arises when we think that death will take it all away. That is called Abhinivesha. It's an instinctive, yes. That yes, pleasure, happiness, enjoyment comes from satisfying fruit of desires for enjoyment within this world. These are all described as ignorance, and it's described that ignorance is the root cause of suffering in the material world, because it's the root cause of sinful activity. When there is ignorance, avidya, then there is what is described as the seed for sinful desires, and then papa, sinful activity itself. One commits sinful activity, and the result is manifest in the form of what is called prarabdha and aprarabdha karma. Prarabdha means it's manifest, visible, in the form of some physical suffering, legal implication, mental anxiety. This is prarabdha karma. And aprarabdha karma is unmanifest. What is this aprarabdha karma? This is what Prahlad Maharaj is talking about. Prahlad Maharaj is talking about aprarabdha karma means the sinful desire seed within the heart. Deep rooted. Kechit kevalaya bhakya vasudeva parayana. Agham duntmati kartsneha niram eva vaskara. Only a rare person who has adopted unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vasudeva can uproot the weeds of these fruitive desires without any possibility of them reviving. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate the fog by its rays. This is 6th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami instructing Pariksit Maharaj. What was Pariksit Maharaj asking? Pariksit Maharaj had heard a description of the hellish planets in the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very graphic. Very graphic. He was shocked. When he heard this description, he was thinking, he asked his spiritual master, how can people, ordinary people, how can they avoid having to suffer these types of suffering in the hellish planets which you have just described to me? How is it they can avoid it? What kind of atonement can they undergo so they do not have to suffer the results of their sinful activities? And then Shukadeva Goswami went on to describe different forms of atonement, and Pariksit Maharaj, being very expert, intelligent disciple, when he heard the first proposal where Shukadeva Goswami recommended one type of atonement is to counteract the sinful activity by a pious activity, Pariksit Maharaj didn't accept. He said, certainly there must be something more than this. Because I can understand if one simply counteracts some sinful activity by pious activity, and still the sinful desire seed remains in the core of the heart. He compared it to be like an elephant's bathing, who simply goes into the river to take bath, comes out of the river, and then throws dirt all over his body. What is the value of such bathing? And he says, what is the value of such atonement? A person thinks, I don't want to suffer, I'll commit some kind of pious activity so I don't have to suffer. I don't want the suffering from my sinful activity, but I want to enjoy the sinful activity. If I get the sinful activity without suffering, very nice, without suffering. It's a very nice proposal. Therefore he thinks, oh yes, I'll perform some fruitive activity, counteract my sinful activity, so I can enjoy the fruitive activity again, without suffering. But Pariksit Maharaj, being very astute, very intelligent disciple, could understand, no, this is not going to stop, because that upper of the karma, that sinful desire seed will remain within the core of the heart. As long as that sinful desire seed remains in the core of the heart, one will commit some sinful activity again, and then we'll have to get the sinful reaction again and again and again. So sinful desires, or papam, sinful activities, produce aparabha karma in the form of sinful desire seeds, and then which later manifest in the form of bijam, kutam and bijam. Kutam means that one gets a particular disposition. It's like, for instance, somebody may commit some crime in his previous life. So in his next life, he may have a disposition towards stealing. It may be there in his heart. He feels some disposition. That's called kutam. Has this disposition towards stealing. But then he gets, I'm going to steal something particular. That's called bijam. The seed is there. This kutam is the disposition. Bijam is the seed. That seed of the sinful activity begins. What happens? It begins to grow. And then as the seed grows, and then papam, the sinful activity, and then karma. The endless network of suffering. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying, please take this thunderbolt, your nails, just like thunderbolt, and enter into within the heart and tear out these, because they're very deep rooted. We all know that just like if you, the example of the seeds in the ground, that if the seeds, if you turn them over, may appear, soil may appear to be devoid of all vegetation. Turn up the, you know, sometimes, you know, when you have this soil and it's filled with weeds, so you go in, you dig in, you shake it out, and you turn it over. But as long as the seeds are there, they'll grow up again. Only a fried seed will not fructify. The seed has to become burned up at the root. So in the same way, these seeds, the fruit of desires, they have to be burnt up in the fire of devotional service. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisingadev. He's giving protection. Lord Nrisingadev gave protection to Prahlad, the hands of Hiranyakashipu, when Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad. He protected his devotee. He protected, as we spoke of this morning, how the Lord protects the words of his devotees. He protected the words of Lord Brahma, who gave a benediction to Hiranyakashipu, that he be killed by neither on the land, or on the sea, nor in day, nor at night. So he protected the benediction given by Lord Brahma. He protected his words. He protected the words of Saint Narada Muni. When Narada Muni told Indra that you will not be able to kill this child in the womb of Kayadu, wife of Hiranyakashipu. He is protected by the Lord and nobody can kill him. So Lord Nrisingadev protected the words of Narada Muni. So the Lord protects in so many different ways. Here we see the example of how the Lord protects his devotees. Right? Protects his devotee by acting within the heart to tear out, uproot. Very messy. Sometimes it may be painful. Just like we talked about that mess when Hiranyakashipu had his intestines ripped out of him. So in the same way, sometimes these deep-rooted attachments for fruit and desires within the heart, because we're so deeply attached, sometimes it's very painful, it can be very messy when these attachments are ripped out of the heart. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, please protect me. He says, vanquish these demon-like desires, destroy them, and appear in our hearts to drive away the ignorance. He's saying, he's asking, yes, destroy these demon-like fruit of desires, but he's going, pains, please go to the root. Because if you go to the root and drive away the ignorance, dispel the darkness of ignorance, just like we pray, Om Agyana Nimarandasya Gyananjana Sadvakaya Chakshon Minitam Gina Tazmai Shri Guru Vedana. We offer obeisances to our spiritual master who opened our eyes, which previously were closed tightly with the torchlight of knowledge, although we were previously in the darkness of ignorance. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisingadev to please dispel this ignorance within the core of my heart, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. This is how a devotee, how we can actually become fearless. What is the cause of fear? Prabhupada explains the cause of fear is uncertainty about one's future. Right? You don't know what's going to happen the next moment. Don't know what's going to happen the next day, the next week. That's fear. Right? Because we don't know. But for devotee who always feels the protection of the Lord, he knows that the Lord, and he says to Arjuna, Masuchaha. Sava Dhamma Purichija Mamikam Sananam Braja Hamtam Sava Papiga Moksha Shami Masuchaha. He says to abandon all varieties of religion, surrender unto me, I'll protect you from all these sinful reactions. Do not fear. He gives this assurance. There's no need to fear. I will protect. When a devotee gets this assurance from the Lord, he becomes fearless. He knows all the reactions to sinful life will become destroyed at the root. Not only the reactions of sinful life, but the reactions of, not only the reactions of suffering, but also the upper of the karma. He knows that actually the Lord is very powerful, and he can cleanse that desire for material enjoyment within the heart of that devotee. Right? It cleanses that desire. It develops the urge to hear his messages. Shinvatas fakata krishna punya shavana kirtana kridantisto hyabadani virunoti surhit sutam. That Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul within the heart of all beings. He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment within the heart of that person who develops the urge to hear his messages, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So Krishna will act within the heart to dispel, to drive away this ignorance, which is the cause of the bondage of the material world. Therefore, this is the real means for fearlessness in this world. Bhaja hurai mana shri nanda nandana abhaya charanarvindare. As Govinda Das prays, my dear mind, please fix yourself upon the divine feet, the lotus feet of the divine son of Nanda, because by meditation upon him, one becomes fearless. So, this is the prayer Prahlad Maharaj offers to Lord Nrisingadev. And if we pray for full protection, not just sometimes, the Sakama Bhaktas, they'll pray whenever their body is in physical danger. Right? Whenever there's some difficulty. Sakama Bhaktas, they're devotees, but Sakama means still they have some desires. But we want to become Nishkama. Nishkama. What is Krishna Bhakta Nishkama? Atayeva Shanta. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. Sakal Yashanta. Krishna Bhakta, he's Nishkama. He is free from material desires. Therefore, he can be Shanta, he can be peaceful. With Bhukti, those who are desiring sense gratification, material opulence. Mukti, those desiring liberation. Siddhi, those desiring mystic yogic perfections. Kami. Kami means what? They're still filled with kama, still filled with lusty desires. Sakali Ashanta. Therefore, never peaceful. So we should pray to become Nishkama Bhakta. Nishkama Bhakta means not Sakama. Nishkama Bhakta, we may have so many desires within the heart, but the devotee, the sincere devotee, he prays to the Lord just like this, like Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisingadev. Even though so many desires may be there. Akama Savakama Va Moksha Kama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogina Yachita Purushapuram. What has broader intelligence, whether he is Akama, he's filled with desires. Akama is without desires, excuse me. Sarvakama is filled with so many desires. Moksha Kama, desiring liberation. One who has broader intelligence, he must by all means worship the Supreme Lord. So the Lord, he can clean the heart of these fruitive desires. So even though we have so many desires within the heart, and if we simply pray in this way, that is also bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj also in his prayers, he describes Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Achanam Vandanam Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasmasakim Adinivedanam. One of them is to offer worship and to offer prayers, vandanam. Prayers to the Lord. So we should pray to the Lord. Although we may have so many desires, still, Prahlad Maharaj is showing by his example. Let's pray to the Lord. Help me to become free from these desires. Don't pray to the Lord, oh my Lord, please, fulfill all my desires. We should be careful. If not, we come before the Hundi box. Okay. Please, fulfill all my desires. No. Please. Yeah. Krishna is very expert. He knows what the desires of his devotee. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that my devotee engages in my devotional service, but at the same time he wants the opulence of material enjoyment. He's like a fool who willingly gives up ambrosia to drink poison. So why should I give this fool material prosperity? So instead I shall induce him to take shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget. And when a devotee approaches me with the fulfillment of some desires, I will fulfill his desires in such a way that the devotee will not come back and ask for it again. Krishna knows. He knows. So we should avoid that, if we can. We should. Krishna may have to teach us a lesson, so we don't come back and ask for it again. But an intelligent person, he can learn by hearing. So he simply prays. That's all. I have these desires. I know I have these desires, but please. Om namo bhagavato narasinghaya. Namaste tejas tejase aviravya bhava. Vajra nakra vajra dangstra. Kamashayan randaya randaya tamo vasa. Vrasa om svaha avayam avayam atmani bhuyashta unksha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. We should pray in this way. Just repeat this prayer. That's all. Feelingly before Lord Nrisingadev. That is bhakti. Offering prayers. Okay. Thank you very much. We can end here. Hare Krishna. Next. I think it's everybody probably wants to take Bishad. That's next, right? Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.